It may become more difficult to board commercial flights or enter some federal buildings beginning Wednesday without what's called a real ID. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith explains the identification requirement that's finally taking effect.
The quickest way to know whether your current driver's license or state ID card is real ID compliant is to look for a star in the top right corner. If it's not there, you'll need a trip to the Bureau of Motor Vehicles. You'll need a document to prove your identity and legal status, such as an unexpired U.S. passport, birth certificate, or certain citizenship, naturalization, or permanent resident forms. You'll also have to show your Social Security number. That can be with a Social Security card, a W-2 or 1099 tax form, or a pay stub with your full Social Security number on it. And you'll have to present two documents to prove Indiana residency. That's a long list that includes utility credit card or medical bills with your name and address, a voter ID card, bank statements, insurance policies, or property tax bills. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.